Hey, what's up, flies? This is David Spade.
Dana Carvey.
Look, I know we never actually left, but I'll just say it. We are back with another season of Fly on the Wall.
Every episode, including ones with guests, will now be on video. Every Thursday, you'll hear us and see us chatting with big-name celebrities.
And every Monday, you're stuck with just me and Dana. We react to news, what's trending, viral clips.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Lucius. It is the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. John Owning's coming up at 4:20. It's time now for a Newsbag Nation with the Chief.
Yeah, I made a promise yesterday, and I'm gonna break that promise right now.
You're rolling with the Newsbag Nation on 105.3 The Fan.
Trust me, this is not something I wanted to do, okay? You know that. I said it yesterday, I said it with my chest, and I said it sincerely. But then the Miami Heat did something so stupid that it had to be talked about.
Dude, stop it.
The internet discovered the Miami Heat posted a scheduled live stream titled LeBron James Introductory Press Conference slated for July 27th on YouTube. It was then quickly deleted, of course. And everybody was saying, okay, is this even real? It was a bunch of screenshots, but it was so loud that everyone got a hold of it. And you have a Miami Heat reporter getting a response from the Heat organization saying that it was a mistake from their social media team in preparation for a potential LeBron signing. They're saying, we don't know that we're getting him. We're just trying to make sure our ducks are in order just in case he does choose us. And we can have things ready. There's a lot of internet people that would be in that world that would say, yeah, that's pretty common practice. If you have something that you're waiting for, a shoe to drop, and you want to make sure that everything's buttoned up so that when it does drop, you're ready to rock and roll.
But like radio promos, if the Cowboys have a playoff game, will create two promos. One, the season is over. The other one, get ready for the divisional round.
Yes.
But I don't think we would actually load that up and have them scheduled to go live in the system until there's resolution.
Oh, yeah, for sure. No, that is where the mistake gets made. Whoever, and it looks like this person has since lost their job.
Oh, no.
And that's where the opportunity arises.
Okay, there
for anybody
was a firing
within ear's reach. It looks like it because that happened last night, the mistake where I guess they clicked the right button or they clicked the left button when they should have clicked the right or whatever, and they set this thing up to where people could actually see it. And so everybody's like, oh, no, this person has to be.
They hit publish.
Job now. They hit publish, and they should not have. And so now you're seeing on LinkedIn and a bunch of other places, the Heat are outsourcing, trying to find a new director of YouTube strategy. Okay, so they're on full damage control mode here. And I was gonna
call rollout on this. I thought this was a way of just making it a bigger story in the dead time of sports. You know, like we talk about how the Cowboys dominate the news cycle by dragging things out.
Yeah.
I was going to say that, but if somebody actually lost their job for it, it just seems like incompetence is
huge
the explanation.
Mistake. Because you know LeBron, I mean, he is the face of player empowerment. Like anytime he's made a career decision to change teams, it's always been on his own accord in terms of the way it gets announced. He's in control of all of that. In no way, shape, or form would he greenlight the Heat doing something like this or any team and announcing something prematurely. He wants to be the one to do that in whatever way he decides to do it. So I don't know how this lands on his lap. Would this be enough to change your mind if, in fact, he was planning on going to Miami? But a true unmitigated disaster. And that person, it does look like, has lost their job.
I feel bad for that guy. I don't know why I do, bro. Yeah, he had to fumble a few more other situations. You just can't be like your first fumble. You out of here because it's LeBron.
It's a big fumble. This is a playoff.
It's a big fumble.
This is a fourth quarter playoff game kind of fumble though.
Jeez.
And you're not Mr. Fumble guy, but you did it at the most inopportune time. And ultimately, if this ends up, and I don't know, maybe it's crazy to even suggest it, but if this alters LeBron's decision and he doesn't go there, that is a fireable
offense. It seems a little harsh. And I'll tell you why. We're at DallasCowboys.com. We had this happen where a picture got sent out of the war room and all the phone numbers. in the war room.
Oh, no. War room leakage is not what you want.
Yeah, and all the numbers, it was a picture that was taken of the war room, and then all the, I'm just fighting through it. I've just gotten used to it.
How We Met Your Mother is the How I Met Your Mother rewatch podcast with me, Josh Radner, and series co-creator Craig Thomas. Follow How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
To just fighting through it.
I'm proud of you, man. We're just having a conversation.
Did you eat the golf towel that day?
Nah, man. But anyway. But that was a bad day, Dawson. Seriously, man.
Yeah.
That was... But
orange juice and soy sauce. Dangerous combination.
Every time. But the those numbers got leaked out. Like, you could see the... You could see all the, you know,
the players' numbers,
the draft room numbers and stuff in the
their board
in their not the board, like their phone bank.
Oh,
all the numbers got
so people
like,
could call in.
Yeah,
wow,
people could call in.
Did they?
They quickly kind of changed some things up, but but that got out. But nobody got fired over that.
It
was just an honest mistake. We took a picture and. You know, oh, it just so happens, oh, by the way, the numbers are on this. You notice that? And, oh, no. And then, you know, we were able to kind of take care of it a little bit.
It might have been last straw, like Lucius was saying, where this
like
guy
the guy's
has
a clown?
A track record.
Yeah.
Why are you even dorking around with that right now? You know?
I know.
How is this even possible? Like, are you trying to set this up for a future schedule? Like, if you're scheduling it, then that would make me feel like this is a done deal.
I know, because it is... The introductory press conference. It's not even like some graphic that you want to make sure our website, we're ready to go. If he announces it, bang, within seconds, we've got it on our own website. You're doing the intro presser, which how could you even have any understanding of when that might be?
Yeah.
Unless you knew.
Yeah.
Because they had it set for July 27th. Like, they knew, I guess whatever day that is, on Monday or something of next week, we're having the intro presser, which is, again, not something LeBron's accustomed to doing. He's not... Mr. I signed with a team, and then, like, when he signed with the Lakers, it wasn't an immediate press conference within 48 hours. It was right before the season started. It's your run-of-the-mill media day. That's when he gets introduced. So it's not even something that usually happens. I don't know, but a huge mistake.
If he signs with Miami, though,
then it's kind of water under the bridge.
Does that guy get his, or gal get her job back?
Doesn't look like it. Doesn't look like it.
It's over.
It seems like there's got to be like an 80% chance LeBron's going to Miami just with this story coming to light like this. I'm heavily leaning in that direction.
Yeah, and that's the other thing too, is like all the gambling sites and all the odds now, like, is there some bigger ploy behind all of this to jack up the gambling aspect?
Oh.
You know, because now everybody's thinking, oh, obviously it's going to Miami. So, I mean, I don't know.
So State.
If you're this guy and you get fired and you know LeBron's coming, aren't you doing an exclusive? Exclusive interview?
Yeah. TMZ Sports.
This is weird.
LeBron's going. They told us to prep this up. We were getting it ready. He's coming to the...
Well, because you still have the chance that LeBron just decides to change his mind. Maybe that's the hair splitting that he's doing right now, and it's like, you know what? Forget this. I'll just go back home to Cleveland.
LeBron.
I don't know. It's just a giant mistake for an individual.
How do you not play with Giannis and Bam and go back to Miami? How would you choose Cleveland?
Good question.
I want to play with Donovan Mitchell and James Harden over Giannis and Bam. No.
From a basketball standpoint, the Miami thing in my mind would make sense.
It's Miami, your Golden State.
When you're 40 something years old, you don't really want to play much defense. In Miami, you're going to get plenty of that of help defensively. If you're going to Cleveland, I got to help James Harden play defense. That's not something I necessarily want to sign up to
and
do. But who knows what's going through his mind? A lot of people are thinking he's delaying this because there's a contract. There's a contract date for Anthony Davis that's coming up the first week of August, and they're still trying to get the Anthony Davis thing to Golden State so they can partner there. I don't know. I mean, nobody seems to really know
much. Bro, let that Anthony Davis thing go, bro.
I know. Why do you want to play with five games with Anthony Davis?
So bizarre.
Okay, bro. And we do have the crazy Mariners 1997 double ball eruption, but we'll save that for another day.
Yeah, sure we will.
Or another time.
Wild. I was living in Seattle when that happened, and that was news to me. I guess I just wasn't paying
both
attention.
Both testicles?
Selling my fishing and hunting news.
It's both. It's full-on nut eruption?
Yeah. He got both of them?
Yeah, both of them.
Wow. We got to get to this story. Maybe
I have quotes from this guy.
340, Krusty's Corner. We'll talk ball eruption.
It might be all apropos right. for the yeah. next segment with Woolchuck, a mixed bag.
We could throw some ball talk in here. Let's talk some mixed bag, mixed balls, and would you eat this? That's next to the nation.
As the U.S. men's national team takes center stage at a home World Cup, make sure you're listening to Call It What You Want, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, where you can join me, I'm Jimmy Conrad, alongside Charlie Davies, Tony Miola, Marcelo Balboa, and Benny Feilhaber throughout this tournament for previews, instant reactions, and analysis of every U.S. match. Then all summer, we're back every Tuesday and Thursday, covering all things U.S. men's national team. Download and follow Call It What You Want on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.